Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today from Washington, D.C., the D.C. Labor Council, Chris Garlock. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, where's my monument, Charles?
Chris, you know, I was just describing the monument, you know, because you are the great defender of the cherry trees.
I am.
You know, we would have a cherry tree carved out of marble, and then you standing there with a big stick keeping people away from it from shaking it.
I love it.
I love it too.
I can't. I'll be there. I will be there to dedicate it.
Well, not only that, but you got to be there to model for it so we can carve it.
You got it. Not a problem. Well, it's funny because we're at the other end of the season, of course, right now. all the leaves blown away in the fall. It's holiday week here in D.C., which means, you know, hopefully things are going to quiet down just a wee bit. D.C. is like everybody else in the country. You know, you got a lot of people heading out of town for the holidays. But I got a couple of kind of cool stories for you here. We've been talking about this Building Futures program that our community services agency runs, which is pretty cool. They do a lot of charitable stuff during the course of the year. And, of course, they're doing their holiday basket project right now, and I'll talk about that in a second. But this Building Futures thing, we got a story up about some kids that are learning about how to do concrete work. And that's a really good trade. It's a good paying job.
And it's an art form, too.
It is. It is an art form, actually. We got a great photo, and they use sand in the mold, you know, to practice. And there's a guy by the name of Rosella Scott. I think he's like 90 years old. I mean, he's been doing this for 50, 60 years, something like that. But the guy just keeps going, Charles. He's really an amazing guy. And, you know, these young kids, these inner city kids come in, and probably the first time they've ever used any tools, and they see this guy that's been doing this, you know, just for generations. It's really kind of a neat, passing of the torch situation. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're going to get a nice photo up on the website, dclabor.org. I'm going to try and get some more up there, too, because we've got some nice pictures of Rosella, the instructor, who, like I say, he's just been around forever and just keeps doing really good work. So it's a kind of a nice feel-good story for the holiday week, you know.
There you go. Chris, there's been a major push in D.C. of late to get some of the inner-city kids really involved with the building trades. How's that been going?
Well, it's going well here in D.C. We've got this Building Futures program that the community services runs. And, it doesn't place, you know, thousands and thousands of kids because, you know, as you can imagine, this is the tricky stuff. You've got, you know, you got to teach skills. This is, you know, a physical work. It's not, you know, everybody wants to be a DJ or a pop star. Of course, that's work as well. Let's be clear. But, you know, everything takes, you know, takes work, takes practice. And so, you know, they got to recruit the students. They get them through the training program. Then they got to get them placed in the jobs. So I got to really do a shout out to, you know, the staff at the community services. I headed up by my colleague Kathleen, who I think you've had on the show before.
Right.
Just do tremendous, tremendous amount of work. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, I wouldn't say it's thankless because they really know what they're doing, but, you know, it's not one of these things where, you know, you see them, you know, you do a show every day, you see it, you get it out there, and, you know, you got something you can really sort of point to. This is the kind of stuff that they're doing. You're talking, you know, certainly months before, you know, these kids get jobs and probably years in terms of, you know, really having that sort of long-term stability. But, you know, like you say, you know, trade jobs, those are good jobs. The pay is good.
Yeah, they are.
Unionized.
Healthcare coverage, retirement, portability. You got a skill. Once you have that skill, you've got it for life. You know, it's right.
Yep.
It's a wonderful
Absolutely.
Thing. And the really
yep,
neat really. Thing about it is, especially for me and other vets, is that you're not paying for the training. You're getting paid while you're training. It's
exactly.
not like one of these fly-by-night shill schools that's in there, try and get as much GI Bill money as we possibly can. We don't care if the GI has a job or not, so on and so forth, and taking advantage of not only the vet, but also the taxpayer. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's a good program. And like I said, the other thing that they're doing, you know, they do stuff throughout the year. They've got this great emergency assistance fund that helps out folks that are having, you know, problems. Sometimes they get, you know, burned out or some sort of you know, home disaster or lose their job or whatever. And this time of year, obviously, you know, the holidays coming up is a tough time of year for a lot of folks. And so they're doing their food basket drive. And there's a bunch of different ways that folks can help. I mean, you know, they can always contribute to community services, and that goes right into, you know, the helping these folks out. You can also adopt a family. If you know, locals do that, they'll adopt a family or two, and then, you know, community services matches them up. And then other locals, they conduct food drives in the workplace. So they'll, you know, put out boxes, folks come in, bring in some canned goods, stuff like that, and then give that to community services and community service. The fact that, you know, you can always tell it's that time of year because we've got boxes and boxes of canned goods around the office. You know, they come in, they go out. So that's kind of cool. And you can keep up with all of that. You know, we do pretty regular reports in Union City as, you know, we like to give credit to the different locals that are doing things. So that's on our website also at dclabor.org.
There you go. Chris, it's always wonderful to have you with us. How do we find out more about you and the DC Labor Council?
Easiest way, check our website, dclabor.org. You can also follow us on Twitter, and that's at DC Labor, and, of course, on our Facebook page as well.
Fantastic. We appreciate it, Chris, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.